From James Driscoll, less than in the mind way at Gmail.com, greater than. Date, Wed. Dec. 16, 2020, 11:18 p.m. Subject, testimony, Dr. Veronica Kelly, oversight and accountability, implementing and making room for the discussion of community effects of gang stalking, of which 2 or so years ago a member of the county has already appeared before the county board of supervisors. The problem is here, obviously. 2. Dr. Veronica Kelly, Director, San Bernardino County Department of Behavioral Health, less than Vkelly at DBH SP County Gov, greater than, less than Supervisor Gonzalez at SP County Gov, greater than, Chris Berger, less than Seberger-Lew at Gmail.com, greater than. Dr. Veronica Kelly testified in the positions that are directly related to an imperative presence in a community member's needs of mental health support and the engagement of offering of provider function relating to his individual case history with county services. This dates back to July of 2017, when client began to describe to lead psychiatrist consideration consults the client had described as a hate harassment campaign targeting him from Denver, Colorado. At the time of this consult, client was unaware that the overall conditions that was being described is covered under a general cultural term of occurrence that is happening across the entire nation. Many individuals in our society are reporting the experiences of these occurrences in online posting narratives. The overall name of cultural occurrence happening would not become a part of this client's awareness until 2019, when the client was introduced to the term gang stalking and directly identified his experiences are within matching parameters with those who have posted about this cultural effect. It would not be until April 2020, when appearing on the National Institutes of Health archives of research papers, the findings for gang stalking were published. Upon the client's discovery of this paper just 40 or so days after it was published, the client has attempted to press into view this published paper to the local San Bernardino City Police Department, and then by a liaison of a representative of the county's district attorney's office public affairs officer, with great anxiety and great torment to have been mentally abused by that person from the DA's office, so-called, has a social media expertise and law enforcement social educational program. This person is heard on call recording obviously mentally abusing this associated client, who of course is a member of the public. To no avail, those sources of attempts fall on deaf ears. The next point of entry for this source document to be placed into art cultural community educational knowing is of course the county's Department of Behavioral Health, as a direct assignment of course associated directly to having a functional discussion with Dr. Veronica Kelly. There seems to be a huge fail on the agenda's leadership against having this client bring forward into a full spectrum view and its empowerments related to client's interperspective life circumstances for 15 years. This research findings paper what bring some understanding and comprehensive workings into a reachable progress into the policy and present a mind of this county's procedural effects on the mental health of its members within the community. Something is extremely dangerous to that level of dysfunction that places the distraction and deflection of this NID document to provide function and stability unable to be placed into active knowledge countywide and proceeded upon. Therefore, unhinged to find relevant for discussion, although Dr. Kelly may not realize this, a continuous state of crisis is a forever crisis. This is unacceptable, intolerable, and unmanageable state of conflict that must be resolved immediately. Dr. Kelly testifies, so therefore the client is aware of the history that can be pulled into view to resolve this matter and placed this matter priority for the client to become stable from the crisis that is currently happening from the matter of fact truths imbalanced and disabled client interface to all of social services Department of Behavioral Health provider care. Dr. Kelly testifies. Joint Oversight Hearing. ASM, Accountability and Administrative Review Committee. Ampersand. ASM. Health Committee. Wednesday, August 21, 2019. 10 a.m., 12:00 p.m., State Capitol, Room 447. Mental Health Services Act, Prop 63, Funds. Oversight and Accountability. Citation excerpt. To begin to engage stakeholders in a process where we actually talked out loud about mental health and mental illness really helped increase our education of our communities, of ourselves, and also help decrease stigma. We have been doing stakeholder processes every year. Some of our counties do it more often, but we, in San Bernardino, have been doing it every month for 15 years. So what that has afforded us is the ability to create long-term relationships that allow us to leverage those relationships, and more importantly, funding from our partners and community. That includes our school districts. That includes our law enforcement partners, both sheriff and local, and other first responders, our hospital system of care, our faith-based organizations, and our community-based organizations. MSA has allowed us to expand our public services to respond to very complex needs of a very diverse population. And I'm not just speaking to ethnicity or language about diversity. I mean counties where we have rural, urban and frontier areas. San Bernardino is the largest county in the contiguous United States with over 21,000 square miles, so I am responsible for frontier areas as well as very populated urban areas. MSA allows us to go beyond our current benefit structure on both the private and the public side, which is an amazing thing. It adds flexibility for service delivery. It allows creativity and innovation. It allows us to provide services that research tells us are essential to change the trajectory of mental illness. But preventing and intervening early and supporting ongoing recovery cannot happen in one individual session or by a prescription pad. The extra that the MSA brings allows us to attend to the whole person and not just one psychiatric episode. There ain't much more than the logic of this process that describes that there is something wrong with the administration and the director of the Department of Behavioral Health if they do not engage a proper citizen to county discussion about gang stalking.